You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this 11th day of August. It's a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here, as usual, with a look at the weather forecast. He's in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Thanks, Don. We've got cooler weather here. It's really a beautiful day, and it looks like we'll have sunshine for the rest of the week and temperatures in the low 80s. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at what we would call a Goldilocks zone, where temperatures are just not too cold, they're not too warm, they're just right. And we're going to continue this trend, although get warmer as we get into the second half of this week and into this weekend. Temperatures over most of the nation east of the Rockies are going to be pretty warm. We're not looking at any record-breaking temperatures, but good heat unit accumulations going on and good crop development type weather.
In Indiana and Ohio in particular, that northern section of both of those states, they were extraordinarily wet to begin with for a very long time, a very desperate situation, relatively speaking, for the crops there. Unlikely that they can respond very well. However, they have turned dry, and now they need a drink. Is there any rain in the offing for them?
Yeah, I would say that especially here over the next 3 or 4 days, there's going to be some thunderstorms and showers across eastern Ohio, getting into portions of Indiana. I think Ohio will probably do better on the rain than Indiana will. So there's a little bit of precipitation coming. And if we were to go past this week into the second week beyond that, it does look like it will cool down again and there will be increased rain chances in all areas as we get past the 10-day period.
If you look around the rest of the nation, what kinds of interesting anomalies do you see? It appears there are a whole bunch of highs that are just floating around the United States, at least in the western U.S.
Yeah, and honestly, what we're seeing in the central and western United States is textbook early August in terms of the way the jet stream pattern is behaving at the moment. Big area of high pressure over the southern plains, over Texas. It is pretty dry, Texas, Oklahoma. Those areas, and around that high, we have showers and thunderstorms coming up out of the desert southwest. And this will help draw in some moisture to occasionally bring showers and thunderstorms to the western Corn Belt later in the forecast period. But if you were to look at the nation as a whole here for the first 11 days of August, it's been very, very average.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We do appreciate you taking the time with us.
Thank you.